Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Pittsburgh. This is the Verizon Mets postgame show, and it's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast, and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game three of a four-game series here on a Sunday afternoon in the Steel City. Pitching matchup, Luis Ortiz against Sean Manaea, and this was a pitcher's duel through and through. Despite two walks in the bottom of the first, Sean Manaea was able to work around the traffic for a scoreless first inning. Luis Ortiz faced the minimum over the first two, despite a single by Pete Alonso to lead off the second inning. The Pirates' best chance to score came in the bottom half of the inning against Sean Manaea. Manaea missed first when covering the bag that allowed Ke'Bryan Hayes to reach, and a wild pitch moved him to second with nobody out. Edward Olivares then popped out, and Mark Vientos robbed Jared Triolo with a diving catch over at third base for the second out. With two outs, Hayes then stole third to put the go-ahead run 90 feet away. No problem for Manaea, though. He struck out Michael Taylor to end the inning. In the top of the third, Mark Vientos led off the inning with a base hit. Ortiz set down the next two and held Vientos over at first. Order flipped for Francisco Lindor, who singled out to right field. Vientos went first and third to put runners at the corners with two outs. And with Brandon Nimmo up, he was called out on strikes to end the top of the third inning. Manaea set the Pirates down in order in the bottom half, and then a 1-2-3 top of the fourth by Luis Ortiz. In the bottom half of the inning, the Pirates' first hit of the game came against Manaea on a two-out single by Ke'Bryan Hayes. It snapped a streak of eight in a row set down by Sean. He quickly stranded Hayes over there, though, on a fielder's choice to end the fourth inning. Still scoreless after five, and the Mets had another shot against Ortiz in the top of the sixth. With one out in the inning, Francisco Lindor popped up on a ball behind the plate that Joey Bart, the catcher, could not hang on to. Went to the grass with the glove, ball in hand, and it popped down at the last second. So Lindor stayed alive. It ended up being an 11-pitch battle against Ortiz that Lindor won with a double off the wall and right. Mets couldn't capitalize, though, despite the one-out double. Brandon Nimmo grounded out to first base. That sent Lindor to second, but it was the second out. Mets had the go-ahead run 90 feet away for J.D. Martinez, who grounded out to strand Lindor and end the top of the sixth inning. Luis Ortiz was done at this point. Six innings, four hits, no earned runs, no walks, and five strikeouts. Remember, we talked about it at the top of the broadcast. We didn't even know how long he was going to potentially go because this was originally Jared Jones' spot in the rotation. We didn't know if it'd be a bulk appearance, one or two innings. Well, it ends up being six shutout innings. Bottom of the sixth inning, Sean Manaea back to work, and he set the Pirates down in order to end his day. Six shutout innings for the left-hander, two hits allowed, three walks, and six Ks. In the seventh, Carmen Majinski took over for the Pirates. Pete Alonso led off and went down on strikes. Francisco Alvarez then followed with a double off the wall in right center to put the go-ahead run on. Back-to-back innings that the Mets got a one-out double. And for the second straight inning, the Mets couldn't cash in. DJ Stewart flied out and Mark Vientos grounded out to end the top of the seventh inning. Reed Garrett on for the Mets in the bottom half of the inning. A 10-pitch battle with Ke'Bryan Hayes resulted in a leadoff single. O'Neill Cruz next. He came out as a pinch hitter. Count rain full for the second consecutive batter, but Garrett won this battle with a strikeout of O'Neill Cruz. Derek Shelton continued to empty his bench. He called on Rowdy Tellez. Tellez had singled against Garrett yesterday, but today a 4-6-3 double play to end the seventh inning with the game scoreless. Scoreless and on to the eighth inning. Colin Holderman took over for the Pirates. He struck out Jeff McNeil to start the inning. Jose Iglesias then followed with a single for a one-out base runner. Wouldn't last long, though. Iglesias was cut down trying to steal second base with Francisco Lindor up. So two outs and nobody on. Lindor drew a four-pitch walk to put the go-ahead run on and extend the inning for Brandon Nimmo.
Pitch lined in the air left center field. Reynolds on the run toward the gap. Looks up. It's off the fence. Lindor rounds third. He's coming home. Cruz bobbles and drops the ball in left. Lindor scores. Nimmo drives in the go-ahead run in the eighth, and the Mets late take a 1-0 lead.
Well, as Brandon Nimmo said in our postgame interview, that if there was anybody that could make that play interesting at home plate, it would have been O'Neill Cruz on a potential bang-bang play at the plate, but Cruz could not make the exchange. It fell to his feet. Lindor scored easily. The Mets were ahead on our Smash the Game presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Double by Nimmo and a 1-0 Mets advantage. Holderman ran into some more trouble when he walked J.D. Martinez. First and second and two outs, but Pete Alonso grounded out to end the eighth inning. Then in the bottom half, Daniel Nunez took over with a one-run lead. Jack Sawinski, a pinch hitter, led off and singled up the middle to put the tying run on. Michael Taylor next. He went up there to sacrifice bunt, but three consecutive foul balls on the bunt attempt by Michael Taylor resulted in a strikeout. Andrew McCutchen next with a runner at first base and one away, and a broken bat single to right field put runners at first and second with one out. So the tying run in scoring position, go-ahead run at first for Brian Reynolds, and after the count ran full once again, Nunez was able to fan him for the second out. His afternoon was done. Carlos Mendoza decided to go to Edwin Diaz in that situation for a four-out save. Joshua Palacios came on as a pinch hitter, and Diaz walked him on four pitches. So the bases loaded with two outs. Mets ahead 1-0, and Nick Gonzalez at the plate.
First pitch here. Ground ball, shortstop hole. Base hit left field. Sawinski scores. McCutchen coming home. Nimmo's throw is offline. The Pirates scored two on the two-run single by Gonzalez. He's at first. Palacios at second. And Pittsburgh in the eighth now leads 2-1.
So the Pirates struck right back for a two spot. And just like that, a one-run lead was gone. And it was now 2-1 Buccos. With the Pirates ahead for Cabrian Hayes, who was next. He flied out to center field to end the rally on a tremendous diving catch by Harrison Bader, which meant we were on to the ninth inning with the Pirates ahead 2-1 and Aroldis Chapman on to lock things down for Pittsburgh. Francisco Alvarez led off for the Mets, and he worked a nine-pitch walk to put the tying run on. Carlos Mendoza replaced him at first base with Ben Gamel. Harrison Bader up for the first time today. Remember, he came on late as a defensive replacement for the Mets, and he lined a 3-2 pitch back up the middle for a base hit to put the first two on against Chapman. First and second, nobody out. Mark Vientos next, and Chapman's command issues continued as he ran the count full against Vientos, but this time Chapman won the battle as he struck out Vientos looking for out number one. Jeff McNeil's spot was due up next, but having Alvarez already out of the game in need of a catcher and a right-handed bat, Carlos Mendoza went to Luis Torrens instead, who had a three-hit performance in yesterday's game. Well, Chapman cut him down on three pitches for the second out. Mets down to their last chance. First and second, two outs. Jose Iglesias up for the Mets. 2-2 pitch was bounced. That allowed Gamel to go to third. Count now full for Jose Iglesias. 10th pitch of the at-bat on its way, and Iglesias worked a walk to load the bases. Chapman now well over 30 pitches. The base is full. Two outs, and Francisco Lindor provided us with our turning point of the game.
Chapman set the 1-1. Line drive left field, falling in. Base hit by Lindor. Gamel scores. Bader rounding third. He scores. The throw is cut off on the way to the plate. The Mets take the lead with their backs against the wall, or against Aroldis Chapman. Lindor drives in two, and the Mets have a 3-2 lead in the ninth.
That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Go ahead, two-run single for Francisco Lindor, and the Mets struck right back. Chapman faced one more batter. He walked Brandon Nimmo, and over 40 pitches, he was done. Kyle Nicholas came on. He set down J.D. Martinez for the final out to end the top of the ninth, but the Mets were alive with a one-run lead. Edwin Diaz back out to close things down. He struck out O'Neill Cruz to start the ninth inning. Rowdy Tellez then grounded out, and the Mets one out away from the win. Jack Sawinski at the plate for the Pirates.
Diaz deals the payoff. Sawinski bounces one weakly right side. Iglesias has it up to first. It's in time, and the Mets win a thriller in Pittsburgh. They rally for two in the ninth against Aroldis Chapman, and Edwin Diaz gets the three outs in the bottom of the ninth to deliver game three. They beat the Pirates 3-2 and have taken two of the first three in this four-game set.
No official save for Edwin Diaz there. He picked up the victory, but either way, final three outs in the ninth inning. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. No insurance runs needed today, but remember, NJM has you covered. NJM, no jingles or mascots, just great insurance.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.